Well, there is a way to overcome trauma and embrace a brighter future. Evan and Jenny Owens are the founders of something called Reboot Recovery, and they've got a step-by-step process to help people with invisible wounds. You know, the ones that you don't show anybody, but they're still there. And it's helped to overcome shame and trauma in our lives. It's called Healing What's Hidden, Practical Steps to Overcoming Trauma. And Evan and Jenny Owens are with us right now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
Can you define trauma for us? Because some of us may have different definitions, but the effects, I think, are common, right? So what would trauma be?
Yeah, and that's a really great question. A lot of times people tend to downgrade their experiences, right? And they put other words to it that might not be as specific as trauma. But here's our definition of trauma. There's sort of the clinical definition, which is witnessing or experiencing a horrifying event in our lives. But we define trauma as this. It's our personal intersection with the brokenness of the world. It's those moments when our lives personally intersect and there's something that happens to us. And sometimes it's gradually, sometimes it's all at once. Where inside our deepest self, we say, this is not how it was meant to be. And we're kind of taken right back there to the Garden of Eden when that initial intersection with the purpose of the world happens. And that sometimes at some point happens in our lives as well.
Mm. And I think to add to that, it shifts. It causes a shift within us of the way that we view God, the way that we view others, and even the way that we view ourselves. And so healing from trauma, part of that process is rebuilding our relationships with God and with others, and even our trust and confidence in ourselves.
Now, people carry guilt and shame along with them from things that they've done in their past. Now, this is way past the initial event. How come we wait so long sometimes to move forward and get these things healed?
Yeah, we actually refer to them in our book as the triplets. These are the evil triplets of guilt, shame, and regret. And these three things, they love to come in packs. They love to enter our lives. You know, within guilt, a lot of times there's what makes it so difficult to diagnose in ourselves, but also to heal from, specifically with guilt and shame, is that there's really two types of guilt, right? There's guilt that we feel when we didn't do anything wrong, right? And then there's guilt that we feel when we did do something wrong. We can feel guilty and yet not be guilty. And I've watched as people sit in a room full of people, and everyone in the room hears their story and says, well, you didn't do anything wrong, and yet they still feel guilty. And that's when we know, really, we're experiencing a true sort of spiritual attack, right? I mean, that's the father of all lies. He speaks lies. That's when, even when a group of our friends tells us the truth, we still will fight to condemn ourselves. And that's when we know our guilt has now transitioned into shame and regret. It's kind of morphed, if you will, into those other two members of the triplet.
Well, despite everything we have, you know, we have medication, we have ways to connect, you know, social media. Sometimes still, I mean, we just feel so empty and hopeless. How can we get that back?
Well, that's one of the amazing things that we've discovered with the creation of Reboot Recovery is the power of authentic relationship when it comes to healing and bringing dark things to light in the presence of trusted others who have walked through similar valleys, who can validate you and build you up and give you hope to say, it's not always going to be this way. And I think it's rare in today's day, and especially Reboot started within the military, although we serve people of all backgrounds that experience trauma. Specifically in some cultures, it's just we hide so much, and we don't feel safe being vulnerable. And so Reboot really, even in the church, Reboot wants to create that environment where you can be real, you can ask the hard questions, you can lay it all on the table, and you're not going to feel judged or condemned. But you're going to ask those hard questions, or someone's going to come alongside of you and ask them together with you.
Mm. Well, speaking of others, some of us may know people who are really struggling, even though they may not admit it. What are a couple of tips we can have to help family? Maybe it's friends, through this pain, or maybe help make a step to open up to get those hidden hurts dealt with.
Yeah, a lot of people, including ourselves at times, we feel ill-equipped, we feel unprepared to be able to guide someone or to be able to listen to someone well. And there's almost been this education some of us have bought into that, hey, when people come to us with anything that's nearing trauma or nearing mental health, then what we need to do is we need to start with the phrase, have you talked to someone about this, or have you talked to a counselor? And while that's helpful, you know, the question, have you talked to someone about this, is sort of funny because guess who they're talking to? Well, they're talking to you. Yeah. They trusted you enough to open up. And so I always guide people a couple things. The first is is to sort of act like you've been there before, which is to not act shocked or appalled, or sort of to remain calm enough that you can be empathetic and sympathetic without appearing like you're not bold enough or courageous enough to handle that level of conversation. That's the first thing. The second one is to make sure you lead with tons of curiosity and grace. Curiosity means help me really understand. That's where the premise of that is. Like, I want to understand, and to lead with curiosity, and then to use words of grace. I love you regardless of what you've experienced, regardless of who or what has happened to you. I'm in your corner all the way. I'm on your team. I've got your back. We're in this together. And those three things, you know, Reboot's vision is to mobilize the largest faith-based response to suicide ever. And that's not just here in the United States, that's everywhere around the world. And that's a big vision. And the only way that can happen is if everyday people, like people listening, like you know, so many of us, if we start to be able to answer that call. And then one last point, by the year 2025, there's going to be a shortage of nearly 25,000 clinicians, right? And so we're going to see this massive need where peers, everyday people, are going to be called on more to step up and help their brothers and sisters.
The book is called Healing What's Hidden, Practical Steps to Overcoming Trauma, written by Evan and Jenny Owens. Also, they are the founders of Reboot Ministries. We encourage you to connect with them, and we'll put some links on our social medias to them as well. Evan and Jenny, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.